The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from the Spokane Numerica Veterans Arena. In the old days, they called it the Boone Street Barn. And I know the headliner said, the opener said, I'm the voice of the Irish, which I have been since 1993. But this morning, or this afternoon, I'm the voice of the Touche Red Hawks. Or depending on how old you are, you might be thinking the Touche Indians. Either way, I'll probably slip up and say that once in a while. But very blessed to be here at the Spokane Arena at the state tournament. And your Touche Redhawks, our Touche Redhawks, are courtside across the court from where I'm sitting right now to my left. And they will be in the road red uniforms, and they're waiting for their time to get on the court here at the Spokane Arena. Their opponent will be to our right as they come onto the court, the Moses Lake Christian Lions. The Touche boys, 18-8 under head coach Scott Pumphrey in his fifth year, fourth seed in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. They got into the district tournament and upped their seed level to number 3. And by the end of the district tournament, they were set into this state tournament bracket for the first time in the history of the program as a number 12 seed. The Moses Lake Christian Lions, they are number 1 out of the Central Washington 1B conference. They won their district tournament, and they were seeded 5th into the state tournament. The winner will advance to the quarterfinals versus Tulalip Heritage tomorrow at 12:15. The loser of the game will have their season ended. We're really glad you're with us. We're going to be visiting with Touche Athletic Director Carl Lurie here in just a moment. We've got a lot of read-in sponsors. There will be no commercial breaks where I go back to the studio. We didn't have time to really set up a full Touche broadcast where you record advertisements and information and then go back to the studio and play them through the board. And so you got me start to finish unless I can't do it for some reason. And then we'll pop back to the studio and you would hear some DeSales Irish sponsors. But we're all in this together. The Walla Walla Valley, the Touche Valley, and the Touche Redhawks are now on the court warming up. And with me right now, Carl Lurie. Carl, is this the first team you've had to logistically handle at a state tournament?
Well, this is actually my first full year as athletic director, so yes.
Okay. So just talk to our listeners about, just from your little window of experience, logistically, what goes on to get a team to the state tournament like this?
So there's a lot of stuff you have to submit to the state, and I know you guys are well versed in that because you guys do this on the regular. This is actually our first, our program's first time for the boys basketball team ever coming to state. So you have to submit your rosters and those types of things, your bus drivers, your bookkeeper, all that type of stuff. You got to organize hotels. But more than that, it's about the coach, watching some film and prepping for the game.
Yeah, the game. But, again, you said you guys, I'm assuming DeSales.
Yes, I mean,
we've been blessed to be here a lot. Mm-hmm. And, I've experienced as an athlete, a coach, and a radio announcer a lot of times. But, one thing you can share with our listeners and with me that I can experience is what's the atmosphere on campus at Touche?
Well, I'll be honest. It's been just completely mind-blowing how our community has rallied behind our boys' success this year. I would say last year we would have, 50 people in the stands, like just very minimal attendance. And this year it is standing room only. It is packed. And it's been for all of our home games and then a lot of away games. Our fans have traveled. We had a game in Reardon, for our first play-in.
For districts.
And I was just shocked. We filled up that gym. The community has just really been excited about this.
Well, I love my view last week at Richland at our Baywald gym, and across the way, all red.
Yes, yes.
I didn't have any Red Hawk stuff, but I noticed
you wore red.
I got my Seattle U. Two of my children went to Seattle U, and it the color matches all right.
Absolutely.
Just got to fit in, hopefully for three more days. We'll see. But one day at a time. And, you know, Coach Pumphrey said, hey, this is gravy time for us. And I kind of coined it a little different. I said, hey, we're playing, I think, just spontaneously. I guess that's my job as a radio guy. We're playing with house money.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and we're just here. We're just having fun. And that's the best way to play. Moses Lake Christian, on the other hand, they might be a little tightened up after, you know, getting dumped into the losers bracket. But our guys hopefully will play loose and have a lot of fun. And I know administrators, the teachers, the coaches, you guys are just building a lot of great memories.
Yeah,
for the players. The players don't get that right now. They don't get it right now. They shouldn't. They're just playing, man.
Mm-hmm.
But just the memories you guys, all your work is building for the community, and most specifically, because that's why we're in education, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
to do it for the kids, and so should be a lot of fun times.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You need to. I know you're very busy, but you need to take some time just to be able to sit back and just kind of soak it in once in a while today during the game.
I do. I need to. I've every moment has been okay. What have, because it's my first time.
Yeah,
what did I not know that I was supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, hey, once they roll the balls out, there's only a couple things that might involve you, and hopefully neither one of those happen. And I always tell myself as a radio announcer, fortunately, nothing I say or do from right here is going to have anything to do with the outcome. So just relax and enjoy it. Any final thoughts you want to share out with the folks?
Well, so I'll say this again. I'm just so grateful for you guys for putting us on the air for both in Richland and this game. That's so gracious of you guys.
Well, we're happy to do it.
And then I just also want to reiterate how grateful I am for our community for coming to all these games. Like, they've had to take off work. They've had to travel. It's been just incredible. And I know we've got a bunch of we're having a watch party back at Touche High School in the Commons.
Oh, awesome.
All the kids are probably down there right now watching our kids warm up. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well,
so
good
thank
deal.
Thank you so much.
Well, Carl, enjoy the day, and hopefully we're talking again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Winner of this ball game will play tomorrow versus the winner of Wakayakum Columbia. No, check that. Tulalip Heritage. I get my brag. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Carl Lurie. The teams are warming up. We're not taking any official breaks. I have to pause because for years and years, it's okay. We'll take a break. We'll be back in what a second. But I'm here. I'm on. So let's look at some Touche School District read-in advertisements. Mr. Robert Elizondo, I had a nice visit with the superintendent of Touche Schools at Art Daywall Gym in Richland last week, and he supplied me with some neat things. And every one of these little read-ins ends with a great little phrase. So the first read-in, core values in small classes. Touche, your trusted and grounded in core values district, offers small class sizes, strong teaching in core subjects, and engaging electives that help every student grow. Families are welcome to join us through open enrollment, flying high in Touche Pride. And the second spot, community and family voice. Touche, your trusted and grounded in core values district, invites new families to consider joining a school community where collaboration is strong, family voice is valued, and local decisions are supported and encouraged through open enrollment. Flying high in Touche Pride. And it was very last, I wouldn't call it last minute, but I thought of this possibility of being able to do this a couple weeks ago, and Rob Fazari, the station owner, and I talked about it, but there are so many logistical variables, you know, who falls where in the bracket, what happens if DeSales and Touche are playing at the same time in different at regionals. They could have been in two different cities, one on the west side, one on the east side. So we kind of had to hold off until the brackets were posted, and then, quite frankly, I don't want to say the old days, but in the old days, you just showed up here and started broadcasting. Now you have to get permission from the WIAA. There are expenses. There are fees. Then when you get here, there's a few hoops to jump through as well, which I never will probably get used to. But it's not like it used to be. You pay more, you get less. But the number one thing is what's going on the court here in about 15 minutes. The Red Hawks and the Moses Lake Christian Lions, they are in the round of 12. Only 12 teams left in the state of Washington playing basketball at the start of the morning, and that's changed a little bit. We'll talk about the brackets in a moment. But sponsoring a few people at the last minute from Touche, folks I know, and got to hear about, hey, we're – so then they started making a few phone calls, and we do – I'd like to share those folks because they have come on and supported this KHSS radio. Personal Touch Carpet Cleaning, home of the one-week spill and stain warranty, serving the Walla Walla Valley since 1980. Personal Touch specializes in high-quality cleaning of carpets, upholstery, and many hard services, and carpet stretching and repairs as well, offering senior and military discounts. Call George Martinez, Touche alum, at 509-529-8500. And the Gregg family, Taylor Gregg, Touche graduate, is sponsoring these broadcasts as well. And then today, we are stuck in road construction at Wallula Junction for about 5 minutes. My phone rang, and Mike McCubbins, Touche farmer, and a member of the 80-81 Touche Indian basketball team that missed the state tournament by one game. I had a great time visiting with Touche legend Wayne Dickey, a longtime coach. He was actually my baseball coach at DeSales in the 78-79 season. I've known Wayne, since I was a junior in high school, and he's a great, great man, and we had a great visit, and he had some fond memories about taking that 80-81 basketball team up to the district tournament in Pullman, and in a game with St. John for winner to state, loser out, and the Touche Indians came up just a little bit short. But Mike McCubbins was on that ball club, and he and his family, he wanted to let us know, hey, we support you. We sponsor this broadcast. So thanks for the phone call today from Mike McCubbins on the way up here. And I guess it's never too late if you want to jump on the bandwagon. Rod Fazari thought the best way probably for folks to get a hold of him, because the email contact thing got screwed up somehow. Rod said, hey, if you really are interested in helping us out in some way, you could just give him a call. And his phone number is 509-386-7117. That's 509-386-7117. And as Carl Lurie, athletic director, said, hey, the community excitement is just priceless. I don't know if you use the word priceless, but I will. It is. Last week in Richland, watching the Touche Nation across the way just cheering was very heartening, and I got to interview the lone Touche senior on the roster, Kyler Pumphrey, after the ball game, and everything out of his mouth was team, 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 grateful, thankful, and what a neat program. And being in education basically most of my life, retired from teaching here just a couple of years ago after 40 years, and I get it. And it's every one of these experiences is priceless, and you can't replace. You can't purchase entertainment like this at any price, as to quote another friend of mine from years ago. So we're happy to do this, and if you want to jump on the bandwagon and help us out, that's just great. So the warm-ups are continuing. Let's take a look at the bracket. Always fun to look at the brackets. As of this morning, there are 12 teams left in the state. Out of, I think, in the 1Bs, I have that note somewhere. I'm going to grab it real quick. I did this. I looked it up. 1Bs, there are 78. There are 72 girls teams, 78 1B boys teams. And all but 12 of them wish they could be here in Spokane, and Touche is one of them. The first game this morning, Liberty Christian beat Muckleshoot Tribal. That was a loser out game. And for those of you in the Valley that are interested in how DeSales is doing, this is our DeSales' fifth year in the state tournament, and they are in the quarterfinals tomorrow, and they will play Liberty Christian for the fourth time this year in a quarterfinal matchup tomorrow morning, tipping off at 9 a.m. Nia Bay ended Sunnyside Christian's season. Sunnyside Christian, also of the Grape Division. In fact, four of the 12 teams still playing are from our Southeast 1B Great Divisions. Obviously, the toughest league in the state at the 1B level. Eight teams in the division, four qualify for postseason. All four of them made it to the final 12, but Sunnyside Christian was eliminated by Nia Bay earlier. And then, of course, we're right here with Touche versus Moses Lake Christian. The winner will play Tulalip Heritage tomorrow, also at 12:15. And then in the final game of the B bracket today, another loser-out game, Columbia Adventist plays Wakayakum. The team's already in the quarterfinals. DeSales, Lummi Nation, who is the defending state champion from last year and the number one ranked team in the seeding of the bracket. And then Tulalip Heritage and Almira Cooley Heartline, also of District 6, and they're this number two seeded team. Always fun to look at the brackets, and we're getting closer and closer to the start of this ball game. And I'm going to read off a couple of more of those community sponsorships, and we're going to talk about how these teams got to this point. Touche, your trusted and grounded in core values district, offers state and national FBLA and after-school robotics, ag, FFA, world languages, and college in the high school, all led by caring educators. Explore these opportunities through open enrollment, flying high in Touche pride. And they have academics and support at Touche. With open enrollment at Touche School District, you can expect low referrals, a strong commitment to academic rigor, and safe, focused classrooms where students succeed in both core classes and electives. Support by caring teachers, administrators, and a strong board, students thrive here, and again, flying high in Touche pride. Well, Touche has been flying high, especially in the postseason, 18-8 overall. In the postseason, they lost their first game to Garpow and then had to win a loser-out game against Pomeroy, and then they beat Sunnyside Christian and, in a rematch, beat Garpow to advance to the district tournament. And at the district tournament, they survived a loser-out game up at Reardon High School, beating Selkirk. And then last weekend in Richland, in a first-round state tournament game, a history-making game, Summit Classic Christian was the opponent, and the Redhawks beat them 55-48. That was also a loser-out game. So the Redhawks are 3-0 in loser-out games in the postseason, and they need one more loser-out win in this one to get to the state quarterfinals. Aylin Garnett, the 6th to 8th graders, who've been a huge part of the Redhawks' success this year, and he did not disappoint against Summit. 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 block shot. But it was a team effort. The defense helped Summit Christian to just 13 second-half points and out-rebounded a much taller team. Very good effort by the Redhawks. Moses Lake Christian, they are 20-3 under head coach Emerson Ferguson. DeSales beat them in Richland last week, 80-69. Their top player is Jonathan Ferguson, a 6'2" junior. He is very talented. He had 21 points, 7 assists, and a breakaway dunk against DeSales. Last year, Ferguson, as a sophomore here at the state tournament, was the number two scorer in the tournament at the 1B boys level, averaging 22 points a game. They have three of their six players that they put on the court have the last name of Gulenko. Max Gulenko, a 6'2 junior, is their most overall talented one, 20 points and 9 rebounds against the Sales. Well, we're about ready for the starting lineups. I'm going to let them give those, and we'll listen on the crowd, Mike, with as I say them. So in alternating fashion, Cooper Pumphrey, the 5'11 sophomore, will start. Cooper, 11 points in the game last week. For Moses Lake Christian, Trayson Cass, a 6-foot junior, he had 8 points in the loss to the Sales. And for Touche, Kyler Pumphrey, the only senior on the Touche roster. Moses Lake Christian, also a young team. They only have 2 seniors on their roster. Kyler, 6'1 seniors out there. He will be met at half court here at the Spokane Arena by James Robertson, a 6'1 senior, one of 3 seniors on the Moses Lake roster. Also starting for Touche, Isai Preciado, the 5'10 junior. Isai, a little bit of an off game against Summit, just 2 points, but he's a very capable scorer. Meeting him at half court, Max Galenko, the 6'2 junior, 20 points, 9 rebounds against the Sales. And then Aylin Garnett, 41 points per game this season. That is a state record previously held, but I can't think of the guy's name, but he went to Nathan Hale, and he currently plays for the New Jersey Nets. Anyway, or the Brooklyn Nets, or whatever it is now. And the fourth starter, that Jonathan Ferguson for Moses Lake, 6'2 junior. And then the fifth starter for Tushy, Hudson Zessen, 6 foot freshman. I got to meet Hudson's Uncle Chip, who was a year younger than me growing up in Milton Freewater, got to Tawa. I already met him. I knew him, but I hadn't seen him in a long time. And that's another fun thing about being here. A lot of folks sitting behind me in the stands with the Tushy Red Hawk red on are people I've known my whole life growing up in the Valley. So this is a lot of fun. And the fifth starter for Moses Lake Christian, Dennis Gulenko, the 6'2 junior. They only played 6 players against the Sales. The one guy off the bench was Roman Galenko, a freshman. We're ready to go. Garnett tips it into backcourt, but it's ripped away and controlled by Galenko. He has it knocked away. Ball's loose. Galenko gets it back. That's the senior in the right corner. We're courtside half court. Pass that low to Robertson. He puts it up and in. Ferguson at the high post found James Robinson, the 6'1 senior, caught it high between 2 Redhawks and put it off the glass. Garnett the other way. Working right to left. We're at courtside. Tushy bench will be to my right. Garnett to the left elbow. Kick in the corner to Preciado. No room to shoot. Ferguson right on him. Galenko, Max Galenko, is one-on-one with Garnett. He's a very tough defender. Aiden sizes him up. Goes baseline. Puts up a little five-footer off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Galenko. Out at the Cass. Cass is behind the defense. He'll miss the lane, but rebound by Ferguson. Now he'll back it out to Robertson. To Galenko, the senior, drives in. Dumps it to Max Galenko. Puts it up strong. He scores. Moses Lake Christian with a quick 4-0 lead. Tushy got to have the jitters in the arena for the first time. Moses Lake comes here virtually every year, and they just got to find a way to settle in. And now the ball is knocked loose and out of bounds off of Tushy. Timeout on the floor. Good timeout. I think that's Scott Pumphrey. Who took the timeout? Yeah, Scott Pumphrey took the timeout. That's a good one. Tushy's guys just need to settle down, giving up a couple early baskets, and then a turnover there. As Moses Lake Christian, I've seen them twice this year against the Sales. They play with a lot of emotion, a lot of fire, and they are very, very physical. How this game is officiated, the more physical it's let to be played, I think that's going to be Moses Lake Christian's advantage. Tushy's guys just got to take a breath and regroup. We'll see a good quick timeout by Scott Pumphrey, letting his guys settle in. 6:53 to go, just underway first quarter. Tushy comes out with some full court pressure. Ferguson surveys it, gets it to the senior Galenko, back to Ferguson. Ferguson to front court, gets it to Max Galenko. Zessen checking him. Tushy's playing, looks like a zone defense. Down on the baseline to Galenko, drives in ball, strip, oh, and a foul's called. That's the kind of stuff that has to get called at both ends. And the foul is on, I think, I'm trying to get the scoreboards figured out here. It's so loud, there's game. I don't know who the foul is on. Now we've got a whistle and a travel call. All right. They inbounded a cast on the left wing. Where are the fouls at? They're not keeping track of the fouls. Okay, the foul's on number 2. Thank you. My assistant, Lorianne. All right, so Tushy back in the front court. Cooper Pumphrey between the circles. Now, right wing, now we've got a whistle and a foul as Galenko ran right through a screen. He is really physical. He's going to make the referee blow the whistle, and he did. And Hudson Zessen did a great job setting a screen, and Galenko just went right through him. So that's an early foul on Galenko. Garnett drives in, puts it up off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tip. Cooper Pumphrey's got it, puts it up short. Rebound Ferguson. Tushy had a couple of good looks, couldn't finish. Down 4-0. They find it to Max Galenko. He traveled. Oh, wow. We'd have loved to Galenko traveled about five times like that against the Sales last week. No call. He has a little stutter step with his head fake. But the official at the state tournament says, nope, can't do that. 4-0. Moses Lake scoring their first two possessions. Now Garnett drives right by Galenko and lays it in. Aylin sized him up, went down the left side of the lane. Quickly up court to Ferguson. No room to shoot. Garnett's on a pass over the top of Robertson. Ball's loose, going to go out of bounds off of Moses Lake Christian. So Scott Pumphrey called the quick timeout after Moses Lake took an early 4-0 lead. Moses Lake has not scored since. They've turned it over a couple times. They've committed a couple fouls. And Tucci now down just 4-2, 5:40 to go first quarter. Garnett, shake and bake dribble out front. Galenko on him. Drives to the right side. Jumps in the corner to Zessen. Long jumper won't go. Rebound tip. Ball's still loose. Ball's out near half court. Ferguson chases it down. He keeps his dribble. Preciado cuts him off. Crossover dribble, and he lays it in. Jonathan Ferguson, very talented in open court. 6-2 Lions of Moses Lake Christian. Preciado will bring it up court. Pass left wing goes to Cooper Pumphrey right in front of our vantage point. Up top to Garnett. Ferguson tried to overplay for the steal. Aylin gets himself in the air at the foul line. Gets it to Cooper in the corner. Back to Aylin on the left wing. Rises over Ferguson. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Galenko. Max Galenko gets it out to Robertson. Robertson in front court to Ferguson. Open for three in transition. Backboard. Nothing else but goes right to Galenko. And he's fouled. That's the senior Galenko. So Ferguson transitioned, got the ball behind the arc. Nobody on him. And just way overshot it. But it went off the glass right to the senior, Dennis Galenko. And he'll go to the free throw line. Now they're putting the fouls up. That foul's on Hudson Zessen. Galenko misses the first free throw. Tucci down 6-2, 4:49 to go first quarter. Galenko misses them both. Rebound by Max Galenko. He lays it in. He went right around the Tucci defense. They got to block that guy out. 8-2, Moses Lake Christian. Garnett setting the offense, pass right wing to Preciado. Off his hand, but goes right to Zessen. Right, Hudson over there in front of the Moses Lake bench. He's in a little bit of trouble, gets it to Preciado. Drives in the lane, kick left corner to Kyler Pumphrey. He drives, ball's knocked loose. It's in backcourt, chased down by Garnett. Garnett keeps his dribble, now he's stripped. And the ball's kicked, they say, by Moses Lake Christian. Good heads-up officiating. 8-2. Tucci was down 4-0 and 4-2. Now they're down 8-2. Aylin bringing it into front court. 4:16 to go first quarter. Aylin on the drive. Leans into a tough shot. Can't hit it, but he's fouled. Nice job. Drew the contact, and he'll go to the free throw line. The foul is on 32. That foul is on Ferguson. His first. No, 24 is Ferguson. Aylin's first free throw is off the mark. Tucci down 8-2, 4:13 to go in the first quarter. Aylin's second free throw's up and good. Tucci down 8-3. Full court pressure. Galenko, the senior at half court, pass it to Ferguson. Ferguson will walk it across the timeline. Garnett meets him between the circles. Left wing pass goes to Cass. Cass dribbling left to right down the lane, all the way in the lane. Scooped it up too strong, rebounded by Johnny Garcia, who's checked in. Johnny, an eighth grader. I missed that. Johnny checked in for Pumphrey. Garnett fires a three. It won't go. Rebound Ferguson. Long pass up court to Galenko. Galenko behind the defense. Too strong with the lane attempt. Won't go. Garcia with the rebound. Tucci got a break there as they were two on none. Garnett takes it hard all the way the other way. Oh, it rolls off. Aylin going a little too strong there. Now Ferguson back the other way. And he'll lay it in over the front rim. I won't call that a dunk. The rim shook a little bit, but he laid it right over the front rim. And Tucci down now 10-3. Got up and down in transition the last couple possessions. Garnett on the left wing with the ball. Two players come at him hard. He dribbles at the top of the key. They stop his penetration. Kick it over to Preciado. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Hudson Zessen. goes up strong between the defenders. Can't hit the shot. Oh, hoping for a foul there. Rebound Ferguson. Quickly up court cast to Galenko. Tried to lob it to his brother Max, and it hit the rim, and now Garnett's got it. The Galenko brothers not on the same page. In the left corner to Garcia. Three on the way. Off the mark, won't go. Tipped out by Pumphrey. But right to Ferguson. Garnett will just let him go, and he'll drop that in over the front rim. 12-3. Moses Lake Christian. 2:35 to go first quarter. Just one field goal so far for Tucci. Aylin Garnett with Galenko on him. They'll swing it over to Garcia. Move the ball, says Coach Pumphrey. As they're very stagnant right now, are to the Redhawks. Garcia has it knocked away, now gets it to Garnett. Garnett goes baseline, 8 foot on the baseline. It rolls around, it falls off, rebound, out of bounds off Pumphrey. Aylin Garnett has had two or three shots just roll off the rim. You got the nerves going, and that leads to early fatigue. It's hard to play loose and breathe when you're nervous. And Tucci's guys have their hands on their hips. We've got a timeout on the floor. Tucci down 12-3. Again, the sponsoring this game, Taylor Gregg and the Gregg family, Taylor, a Tucci alum, George Martinez, carpet cleaning, and Mike McCubbins and his family also sponsoring the ball game. So just one field goal for Tucci. That timeout, I think, was Moses Lake Christian took that timeout. Yeah, they've got this nice big scoreboard up here, but it's almost all of it is covered up with advertisements. I was all excited about it. But at least they do have each player's number and how many fouls and points they've scored. We've got to get less zeros up there. Yeah. But I think that second timeout was called by Moses Lake Christian. Tucci extending the defense. They force Ferguson all the way out near half court. He gets it now inside to Max Galenko to Cass. Cass puts it up short. Rebound tipped out by Galenko. Now Robertson's got it in the left corner. He'll drive baseline and go up over Garcia. He misses the shot. Rebound tip. Finally controlled by Garnett. Nice battle underneath the basket for Tucci. Garnett in the front court. They're shouting him into the right. He goes right by the defense and lays it in. Zessen set a nice screen for him. Aylin's got all five of the Red Hawk points. Quickly the other way come the Red Hawks. Off the front iron with a shot. It won't go. That's Kevin Johnson who came in the ballgame. So Moses Lake Christian is missing a lot of close-in opportunities. Now, Kevin Jorgensen is number 34. He did not play against the Sales, but he is the first player off the bench for Moses Lake. And now we've got a player shaken up. And that's going to be Tucci player, Johnny Garcia. I don't think it's anything significant. He was under the basket over there. Scott Pumphrey's going to help him over to the sideline. And now Moses Lake Christian will inbound in front of the Tucci bench. Out top to Robertson. Now to Ferguson. Red Ox down 12-5 to Robertson. He shoots a deep three. It's short, barely gets the rim. Garnett's got it. Push it up the court. Garnett. Trying to size up Ferguson. He cuts him off. Ferguson, a talented junior. Now to Preciado. Preciado bounce pass on the right wing to Pumphrey. Back up to Preciado between the circles. Now to Garnett. Garnett drives baseline, gets by Ferguson, gets a screen, puts up a little five-footer, won't go, hits the deck. A lot of contact, no call. Ferguson in the front court with the rebound. Pumphrey trying to cut him off. That's Kyler, and now have a whistle and a foul called on Kyler. That's Kyler's first, third on the Redhawks. We're down to 46 seconds to go in a quickly played first quarter. Red Ox down 12-5. Just got to survive this first 8 minutes. They're trying to get it inside. They get it to Max Galenko. His lay-in attempt is off the mark. Rebound Cooper Pumphrey. Red Ox got to find a way to take advantage because Moses Lake has missed a lot of inside shots. Garnett between the circles. Right wing pass deep near half court to Preciado. Preciado looking to find a hole in the man-to-man defense. Into corner to Garnett. Three on the way. He's got it. Rip City. And I say Rip City. That's an old Portland Trail Blazers deal. John Shonley, the longtime announcer, when that ball went through, hit nothing but net. That was called Rip City. And they have to stop play because Aylin ripped the twine so fine it hung on the rim. So that's got to help the confidence of Tucci. All right, Tucci down 12-8 now. See if they can get a turnover here and or at least get a stop here in the final 15 seconds of the first quarter. Pass out front. It's inside to Jorgensen. To Galenko. Galenko lays it in. That's Dennis Galenko with the lay-in. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Tucci down 14-8. Preciado into front court. Can't find any room to shoot. Won't get a shot off. Preciado kind of dribbled into a double team there. Dropped my red pen. Like to keep my notes with my red pen. Okay, so 14-8. Tucci's down. We're going to take a quick gestation identification break and come right back.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And we'll get that liner thing figured out. What we want to do also on that liner is let people know that they can listen to the game online. To listen online, simply navigate to KGDCradio.com. And then as you navigate through that, you'll find a link. It'll say Irish Radio. So click on that link and you can listen to the Tucci game live. Also, these games are all archived back at the studios, and so you can go back and watch a game later. To do that, you have to type archive.kgdcradio.com. And so, excuse me. So if you want to listen to more over again, you can do that. So Tucci outscored 8-14 in the first quarter. All eight of the Red Hawk points by Aiden Garnett. Cooper Pumphrey has played and not scored. Kyler's played and not scored. Johnny Garcia has played and not scored. Isai Preciado has not scored. And Hudson Zessen. Tucci is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Moses Lake has baskets from 4 different players. Tucci will start the second quarter with the ball. Preciado at the top of the key with cast on him. Winner advances to the quarterfinals tomorrow at 12:15. The loser season is over. Kyler Pumphrey at the right elbow, backing in on Cass, forces up a tough shot off the iron short. Rebound, Galenko. Max Galenko, long pass up to Robertson. Hatcher has to save it, but he saves it right to Preciado, to Garnett. Garnett on Cass, and Cass is going to foul him out front. That's the first foul of the quarter on Moses Lake Christian. And in high school basketball, they changed this rule a few years back. You get 5 fouls each quarter, and Garnett's got to make them use them all. Preciado will inbound across the way, straight across from me, near the Moses Lake bench. Gets it to Garnett. Garnett looking for a screen. They send 3 white shirts at him. He'll get it over in the right corner to Preciado. Preciado back to Garnett on the left wing now. He'll rise up and shoot a 3 over Galenko. Won't go. Rebound by Dennis Galenko. Long pass into front court. Knocked away. Stolen by Cooper Pumphrey. Tucci gets back nicely in transition to Preciado. Long pass to court to Garnett. He's got it. Goes right by Galenko. Oh, that's goaltending. And is it a foul, too? Got to get a little greedy here. So, Aylin went right by Dennis Galenko, put it up off the glass, and then Max Galenko knocked it away up after it already touched the backboard. I was hoping we'd also get a foul there. Tucci down 14-10. They're hanging in here. The longer they can hang in here, Moses Lake Christian's guys, who only play typically 6 guys, will get tired and maybe start getting a little nervous. Cast on the drive, leaves it short. Rebound, Cooper Pumphrey. Outlet to Preciado. Preciado into front court. Long pass up court to Zessen, too high and out of bounds. Isai trying to do a little too much there as Hudson Zessen, the freshman, was behind the defense, but that ball had a lot of heat on it. And it was up near the rim. He got a finger on it. In the front court comes Ferguson. Kyler Pumphrey on him. Ferguson cut off on the drive. Good defense by Tucci. Up top to Cass. Now to Ferguson. Ferguson on the baseline drive. Little Euro step inside. Leaves it short. Rebounded by Hudson Zessen. Moses Lake missing a lot of inside shots. We got to find a way to take advantage. 14-10. Moses Lake with the lead. 6:15 to go first half. Cooper Pumphrey to the high post to Kyler Pumphrey. Kyler trying to drive in. He'll pull his way down there, hit the deck, and lose the ball. Galenko's got it. Ahead to Max Galenko. Garnett on him. Kyler Pumphrey just now getting back into the defense. Now Ferguson fires a deep 3 off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Roman Galenko, the freshman who's in there. So all 3 Galenkos are out there right now. Max, the junior's got it. He traveled and didn't call it. Now to Ferguson. Ferguson pass inside, knocked away, and they say off Tucci. Tucci's man-to-man defense is very good. Moses Lake Christian's gotten inside of them quite a bit, but the shots have been contested, and they've been off the mark. 5:43 to go in a low-scoring first half. Tucci's boys sticking around for sure, down just 14-10, and there's a Hudson Zessen knock to the floor, and there's a three-pointer now. And now we got a whistle and a foul. Okay, here's what happened. On the inbound play, Robertson just ran over Zess and knocked him right on his back. In the meantime, they pass it out to an open Ferguson who hit the three. And then Zessen, the freshman, got back up, and he gave it right back to Robertson, who elbowed him again. And I think they did call a foul on Robertson. They did, and that's his second. But the basket counted for Jonathan Ferguson, who now has 9 points. They missed the first foul, unfortunately, but they got the second one. I like the physical play of Zessen, though. Pass inside to Cooper Pumphrey. Now to Preciado on the baseline. Now at the left elbow to Zessen. Faces the basket, no room to shoot. Trying to get it to Garnett, and he throws it over his head out of bounds. Not very good ball movement by Tucci. They are really denying the pass hard to Garnett once he gives it up. But he had a nice backdoor cut there, but Zessen just behind him and out of bounds with the pass. It would have been a touch pass. It would have been threading the needle. Down low to Galenko. Shot blocked by Garnett. Loose ball picked up by Preciado. Spins away from a defender in the front court. One on three. Down low to Zessen off his shin and out of bounds. Isai. Been a little too jacked up with his transition passing. He just line drive that right off of Hudson's shin. 17-10. Moses Lake with a 7-point lead now. Tucci's right in there. They just gotta settle in somehow and get a little more productive on offense. Ferguson on the drive behind the back, cut off by Garnett. Garnett cutting off Ferguson, one of the top players at the 1B level. He gives it up to Robertson. He loses the ball. Picked up by Kyler Pumphrey to Cooper Pumphrey to Garnett. 3-on-4. Tucci is tired. Garnett wants to run, but everybody's just gassed. They get down low to Hudson Zessen. He puts it up and in. Hudson Zessen turned on the defender and scored it. Tucci down 17-12. Cass outside the arc. He traveled. Yes. Where were these officials at Richland last week? These guys travel a lot. And Hudson Zessen gets the bucket. Tucci within five. Just got to keep it close. They trailed Summit last week by five at the half. Where are my notes here? Down 32-27 and outscored Summit big time. 28-13 in the second half to get a 10-point win. So halftime adjustments, just got to. But there's a lot of time in the second quarter. Garnett for three from the left wing. He's got it. And timeout. Tucci. Tucci has scored five in a row. 17-15. It's a two-point ball game. 3:57 to go in the first half. That's Garnett's 13th point of the game, his second three-pointer. And Scott Pumphrey managing this game very well. Just keep the momentum and don't let Moses Lake Christian get it back. So Garnett's got 13, Zessen has 2, 4 Moses Lake Christian, 9 points for Jorgensen, 4 for Max Galenko, 2 for James Robertson, and 2 for Dennis Galenko. Moses Lake has gone to the free throw line only once here in the ball game. They are 0-2. Tucci is 1-2 from the line. So spread the floor, move the ball a little quicker, and get Garnett downhill and draw fouls. But the Tucci guys are very tired. And I have never played basketball in this arena. I've watched a lot of basketball, and I know your first time in here. They've got the nerves going and stuff. And Tucci's guys look kind of punched out, tired, and they just got to gut it out and get to halftime. 3:57 to go in the first half. Tucci down 17-15. Ferguson will dribble it up court. You can hear the bounce of the ball on the crowd mic. Went right by us. Ferguson looks to shoot a three. Can't get one off. Gets it to Kyler Pumphrey. Backs Galenko. Backing in very strong. Defended very strong. Shot won't go. Rebound Garnett. He's fouled. interesting the way they're officiating things. Max Galenko and Kyler Pumphrey were just pounding each other. One dribble, a shoulder, shoulder back, all the way down the baseline. Official standing right there. Missed the shot. Garnett got the rebound, and then Ferguson got called right away for reaching in. That's two fouls on Ferguson. Trying to find his they say only one foul on him. Down low, Pumphrey knocked to the deck by Roman Galenko. And now ball knocked away from Preciado by Ferguson. Preciado runs it out near half court. Now he'll get it to Garnett. Garnett drives baseline. Fadeaway jumper blocked by Galenko, out of bounds. Max Galenko. I swear that last foul was on Ferguson, but it wasn't. We'll have to figure that out. Arnett brings it, passes into backcourt. You can chase it into backcourt, and he does. Shot clock at three. They got a shot off. Preciado just across half court, off the iron. He got the rim. Rebound, Roman Galenko. Tucci down 17-15. Very low scoring game here in this loser out contest. Winner to the quarterfinals tomorrow at 12:15. Ferguson at the high post to Galenko, and he's fouled. As Pumphrey and Zessen were both there, it's going to be on Kyler Pumphrey. So that's his second. So 14 has one, 24 has one. 14 has two. Oh, I'm looking at the... Okay, pass it into Galenko. I missed it. Well, Galenko, there's three of them. Which one of those guys got it, huh? That was Max Galenko. Now they get in the lane to Zessen. Oh, passes in the corner, stolen by Ferguson. Hudson's got to shoot that ball. Now Ferguson into front court. Tucci hustles back. Ball knocked away by Kyler Pumphrey. Hudson's got it. Gets it to Preciado. He has it knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Moses Wake. Ball security. But Hudson, 5 feet away with a bit of a cushion, tried to throw in the corner in there. And they like to get those corner threes for Cooper Pumphrey. Moses Lake Christian jumped the passing lane. Garnett into front court. He drives on Galenko all the way and puts it in over the front rim. Tucci spread the floor, and then Garnett went by Galenko right down the middle. Not quickly the other way to Roman Galenko. He has his shot blocked by Preciado. Roman Galenko is behind the defense. The pass led him right under the basket. He had to try to move to his right to put it up, and Preciado got there and blocked it. They say it was a jump ball as he pinned it, and the arrow in favor of the Lions. So they inbound to Ferguson, Roman Galenko, Max Galenko, now Robertson. Left corner to Dennis Galenko. That's an air ball three. We'll take that all day. Hudson with the rebound to Kyler Pumphrey. Tucci down just two, 19-17. Garnett loved to size up a three there. He backs off on it as Galenko is right on him. Now he surveys the defense, gets it left corner to Tucci. Cooper Pumphrey, three on the way, won't go. My view is blocked by the official. Ferguson with the rebound. Up court to Max Galenko. Back to Ferguson. Ferguson will back it up. 2-point game, 1:35 to go first half. Right corner to Robertson. Robertson steps into a three, he hits it. James Robertson, the Hank Gordon, Edward Jones three, we call those. 22-17. Tucci's down five. Garnett, crossover dribble, gets to the foul line, cut off by multiple defenders. Now to Preciado. Back to Garnett. Garnett sizes up Galenko, pulls up from 15 off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tip. Collision under the basket, controlled by Robertson of Moses Lake. Moses Lake in the front court. Robertson tries a tough Euro step. Ball's off the side of the backboard, goes right to Roman Galenko. He can't hit it. Rebound Kyler Pumphrey. His outlet to Garnett, stolen by Robertson. Now Robertson has it knocked away by Garnett, and now they're tied up on the floor. Let's see, two officials blew the whistle, and they're going to say... Why is it Moses Lake Christian's ball? Okay, we got a timeout on the floor. I guess we're not going anywhere. So the possession arrow is favor of Tucci. Oh, he was pointing timeout, White. But it's also, so it should be Tucci's basketball after the timeout. And checking in for Tucci is going to be Parker Rivas, 5'11" freshman, a very good defensive player. Tucci down 22-17. Well, the first official signaled jump ball. And I do get to know the officials over the years. And the one official came in and wanted to have a conference. Yeah, they are going to give it to Moses Lake Christian. How's maybe Aylin's foot was out of bounds when he was fighting for the ball. I'm going to give the other official benefit of the doubt there. They swing it to Robertson. He fires a three off the iron, won't go. Rebound by Garnett. Garnett surveys the defense. Hustling back are the white-shirted Lions. Swing it to Garcia. Garcia's three on the way, won't go. Rebus with the rebound, and he's fouled. The freshman, Parker Rebus, making a difference right away, getting the offensive rebound, and that foul's on Roman Galenko. Third foul on Touche, on Moses Lake. 35 seconds to go in the first half. Touche down 22-17. Preciado trying to drive baseline. Now can't do it. Hands it off to Garnett. He'll drive, cut off. Kick in the corner. Preciado open for three. Got it! Rip City from the left corner. And the net again is tangled up. Now it's really tangled up. And Preciado will leap up there and pull it down. Isai Preciado on an assist from Aylin Garnett. The third three-pointer of the game for Touche. And it's a two-point game with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Moses Lake with the ball leading 22-20. Ferguson now. They can play for one shot. The game clock and the shot clock are synced up. Ferguson will shoot the three. Off the iron will go. Rebound Garnett. Garnett will bring it into front court. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Two. Three on the way. Got it! Touche takes the lead. The Touche Redhawks. Scott Pumphrey leads the bench out at the half court. Everybody on their feet. The Redhawks trailed the whole first half. Down 8-2 at one point. 10-2, I think. And they lead 23-22 as Ferguson took a three with about 8 seconds on the clock. Off the mark. Touche rebound. Garnett coast to coast. Rises up behind the arc and beats the buzzer. Touche up 23-22 at the half. Well, this is truly live radio. So normally what I do during the first commercial break is I add up the scores by quarter. So that's what we're going to do. Touche, 3, 6, 8, 10, 12 points in the quarter. 3, 6, 8, 10, 12. I didn't write. I got so excited I didn't write down Aylin's last three. Write it down and put buzzer. There you go. Buzzer beaten three by Aylin Garnett. So 3, 6, 8, 10, 13, 15, that's right. 23 points in the first half for the Red Hawks. 4 Moses Lake Christian in the second quarter. 3, 5, 8 points is all they get. Only 3 field goals. 2 of their field goals were 3-pointers. So Touche outscores Moses Lake 15-8 in the second quarter after Moses Lake outscored Touche 14-8 in the first quarter. Close ball game. 23-22, Touche with the lead. Free throw shooting. Touche is 1 of 2 from the line. Aylin Garnett took those in the first quarter. No free throws in the second quarter. For Moses Lake Christian, they did not shoot any free throws in the second quarter. They are 0-for-2 from the free throw line. We'll get individual scoring here in a moment, but let's get a couple of ads in here because this is a Touche community broadcast. The whole community's here. Excuse me. There's my first significant cough. I'm going to get a cough drop in here. Doing that back-to-back last week kind of nailed me a little bit. I'm over my chest cold, but my throat's not quite where it needs to be. Okay, so Touche Community School spot number 5, athletics and the whole child. And we're experiencing the joy of the athletics right now. Through open enrollment, Touche Schools welcomes families to a place where competitive athletics, rigorous academics, and career and technical programs come together in a family-oriented, values-driven environment. Help your students succeed on the court, in the classroom. Fly high in Touche pride. I'm taking a moment to look around, and I don't want to put a damper on anything, but I'm going to skip to the 7th spot, the music program. Touche's band is awesome, and they're not here. And that's one of my, other than the action on the court, of course, but just the high school bands here at the arena is a special thing to listen to. And unfortunately, the band is not here. But through open enrollment, Touche School District invites families to experience an outstanding music program where students are preparing for adjudication and festivals in the coming year. If you haven't heard them lately, our Red Hawk musicians have grown into a well-trained, disciplined group. Way to go, Red Hawk Music Program. Fly high in Touche Pride. Well, there's a note to the administration. Next year, when we get back to the state tournament here, Touche, bring the band. That'd be a huge part of the atmosphere. But right now, the most important thing for atmosphere is the score on the scoreboard. Touche's boys up 23-22. Also, flexible learning options at Touche. Touche, your trusted and grounded in-core values district, offers small class sizes, strong academics, and a thriving homeschool program with online services for families choosing an alternative learning model. Whatever your path, we at Touche can make it happen. Flying high in Touche pride. I love that phrase. And Kevin Aylin Garnett was soaring high on that last three. One of four Hank Warden, Edward Jones three-point field goals in the first half. Three by Aylin Garnett, and Isai Preciado hit one there early, or just before Aylin did. So a 6-0 run by the Redhawks to take a one-point lead at the half. Quick look at the bracket, just in case you weren't with us earlier. So the loser goes home in all the games today. The winner goes to the quarterfinals. So let's just read down the bracket. Liberty Christian beat Muckles Ute Tribal in a loser-out game. Liberty Christian advances to the quarterfinals tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. against the DeSales Fightin' Irish. So we'll be back on the airwaves here in the morning about 8:40 for a 9 a.m. tip-off. The Sales boys in the state quarterfinals for the fourth straight year, at the state tournament for the fifth straight year under Coach Eric Wood. Nia Bay ended Sunnyside Christian season. Nia Bay will play Lummi Nation. Lummi Nation, the defending state champions, is in the quarterfinals again. And the game we're in right now, Touche up 23-22 at the half. The winner will play Tulalip Heritage, the number three seeded team in the bracket. They'll play at 12:15. And then the fourth loser out game today, Columbia Adventist will take on Wakayakum. The winner will take on District 6 champion Amira Cooley Hartline tomorrow. So Touche, one-point lead, 16 minutes away from the quarterfinals. Okay, so I've got some notes here on my cell phone. I'm a very, I wouldn't say reluctant, but I'm a very delayed participant in social media. So give a shout-out to longtime Touche teacher Terry Lesmeister. Oh, Mark's mom, who's listening from Italy. Woo! So we're transcontinental. She's listening online. And if you've got somebody that you think would like to listen online, remember that's kgdcradio.com. Then you go to a link that says Irish Radio, because it's under the DeSales umbrella. So you click on Irish Radio, and you can listen to the game online. Michael Porter Jr. was the Nathan Hale graduate that plays for the Brooklyn Nets. And Nathan, I mentioned that in the first half. Aylin Garnett set the state record for single season points per game average this year, and he broke Michael Porter Jr.'s record, who played at Nathan Hale and is now in the NBA. Okay. Yeah. Porter averaged 36.2 points a game in the 2016-2017 season. And I've got a couple different answers to Aylin Garnett's per point average, but 41 is the most recent one I've heard. We're just having a lot of fun here, shooting from the hip a little bit. Big thank you to our sponsors who jumped on board at the last minute. The Gregg family, Taylor Gregg, a Touche alum, as are at least one other in the Gregg family. And George Martinez, Personal Touch Carpet Cleaning, home of 1 week spill and stain warranty, serving the Walla Walla Valley since 1980. Personal Touch specializes in high quality cleaning of carpet, upholstery, and many hard surfaces, and carpet stretching and repairs as well, offering senior and military discounts. George Martinez, call him at 509-529-8500. And then Mike McCubbins and his family, they called me on the way up here today. I had a nice phone conversation with Mike. He's a farmer, raining hard today. Maybe he had a little bit, teeny bit of time on his hands, but this time of year, farmers never have time on their hands. But Mike took the time to call me. It was perfect for me as we were in road construction, sitting near Wallula Road or Wallula Junction. So Mike and his family jumped on board. And if at the last minute you'd like to jump on board and support these broadcasts, you can call Rob Fazari at KHSS Radio. Can't find my notes on that phone number. Where's Rod's number? I have it written down here somewhere. Well, it's 301-7117. Is that right? Okay, well, I'll get back to that. Rod's texting me madly. Rod Fazari. Yeah, 386. Thank you, Rod. It's crazy how things can disappear that are right in front of me a moment ago. Anyway, if you want to jump on board as a sponsor at the last moment, Rob Fazari at 509-386-7117. There you go. All right. The halftime is about over. Let's look at scoring for Moses Lake Christian. I'm just going down my score sheet. 5 points for James Robertson, a senior, has a 1 3-pointer. 6 points from Max Galenko. Tucci's defense has been excellent, and Moses Lake Christian has missed a lot of contested inside shots. Galenko had 20 against the Sales last week. 9 for Jonathan Ferguson. He's their big-time scorer. He had 21 against the Sales. Roman Galenko has played but not scored. Dennis Galenko has 2. Kevin Jorgensen has played but not scored. Foul trouble. No Moses Lake Christian player has more than one foul. Kyler Pumphrey has 2 for Tucci. Scoring for Tucci, 3 points for Isai Ciato. 6-8-10, 18 points in the first half for Aylin Garnett. 3 3-point field goals and 4 2-point field goals and a free throw and 2 points for Hudson Zessen. Tucci will start the second half with the ball and the lead. Preciado into front court, Ferguson. Halftime adjustments are so important all the time, but especially in a state tournament. These two teams not familiar with each other, and they've had a halftime break to talk it over. Zessen on the drive, in traffic, shot won't go. Rebound, Moses Lake Christian, up court to Cast. Cast gets 2 Tucci players back to stop him. Nobody gets in the air good. He has to kick it out to Ferguson. Now to Galenko. Back to Ferguson. Ferguson on the drive. Puts it up with the left hand, and he's got it. I think there's going to be a steady diet of that 6'2 junior here in the second half. Moses Lake Christian gets the lead back at 24-23. And there's some pressure at half court. Knocked away by Robertson. Ferguson saves it in bounds. Ball goes into the score, the press table across the way. Tucci ends up with it back. In the left corner in the front court. Pumphrey for 3, off the mark. Rebound, Moses Lake Christian. Robertson into front court. Cut off by Cooper, gives it right wing to Ferguson. Right corner to Cass. 3 on the way, it's short. Rebound, Galenko. Galenko, that's it stripped by Preciado, and it falls picked out of there by Garnett. Preciado gave up the rebound, but then stripped it right back. Now a little half-court trap, as Garnett still has it across the timeline, gets it in front court to Preciado. Left corner to Pumphrey, now back to Preciado, back to Cooper Pumphrey in the left corner. Now high post to Kyler Pumphrey, and he's fouled. Kyler did a great job. He got the ball at the block. Robertson reached in on him. There was initially no call. Then Kyler ripped it away from him hard, and that forced Robertson to get up onto his arm even more. And that's 2 fouls on Robertson. Inbound out of left corner, right on him is Cass. Down on the low block to Cooper Pumphrey, back to Preciado. On the way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Ferguson. Moses Lake Christian up 24-23. The only basket in the second half belongs to them. Cast on the drive, and he's fouled by Cooper Pumphrey. Trace went right around him, and Cooper fouled him. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting. That's Cooper's second foul. And these are the first free throws by either team since the first quarter. Cass' first free throw is off the mark. Moses Lake Christian is now 0 for 3 at the free throw line. 24-23, Tucci trails by 1. 6:18 to go, just underway third quarter here at the Spokane Arena. Second one in and out as well. Rebound by Galenko. Back to Galenko, goes up strong, misses a shot. Ball's loose. Preciado saves it to Hudson Zessen. Good hustle by Preciado. Now he gets it to Garnett. Garnett, they trap him in the left corner. He throws it right side to Preciado. Preciado, get it back to Kevin. Aylin. Aylin for three. Got it. Aylin Garnett, three-pointer. Red Hawks back in front, 26-24. Right wing pass to Cass. 15-footer won't go. Rebound, Pumphrey. So Tucci has the ball and the lead in live action. They led at the end of the half, started the second half with the ball. Now in live action, we've got a ball, the ball, and a two-point lead. Garnett with cast on him. Cross-court pass to Preciado on the right wing. Nobody open inside. Dribbles right to left. Still on the drive. Cut off at the left elbow. Can't get it to Garnett. Now up top it goes to Kyler Pumphrey. Now back to Preciado. Now to Garnett. Five on the shot clock. He drives, leans into one. He has a shot blocked. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds. That's a shot clock violation. Moses Lake Christian doing a really good job of making it hard for Aylin to get the ball back. Now, having said that, when Aylin comes up court and they're trapping him as soon as he is at the half court line, give it up, and then when the trap goes away, get it right back. That's what he made that three-pointer on a moment ago. Red Hawks up two. Ferguson on the drive. Shot blocked by Garnett. Ferguson gets it back. He's rim-checked and now a foul. Boy, Jonathan Ferguson, I've seen him play a lot of games here, and Tucci's got him shook up. Aylin Garnett blocked his shot. He got it back. He went up with the putback and rim-checked himself, and then a reach-in foul on Cooper Pumphrey on the battle for the loose ball. That's three on Cooper. Inbound pass tipped away by Garnett. Chased down to half court by Ferguson. Now to Cass. Now to Max Galenko. 26-24, Tucci with the lead, playing great defense. They held Summit to just 13 points in the second half at Richland. There's a miss inside, but it goes right to Robertson, who lays it in. It was backboard and no rim on a drive-by Cass, but the deflection went right to Robertson. We're tied at 26. 4:39 to go, third quarter. Garnett lines up a three off the iron, won't go. Rebound inside by Galenko. That's the senior, Dennis Galenko, and he loses the ball up the sideline. Dennis Galenko, the senior, and Max Galenko, his younger brother, not very happy with each other right there as they got their wires crossed. And now coming into the ball game for Tucci, Johnny Garcia. Johnny, a very capable three-point shooter, just an eighth grader. He and Garnett, both just eighth graders. Hudson Zessen, a freshman. Preciado, a junior. Kyler Pumphrey, their only senior. He's out there as well. Inbound it, they get it back to Garnett. Max Galenko right on him. Aylin's got 21 of the Red Hawks' 26 points. Martinez gets it to the high post of Hudson Zessen. Knocked away by Robertson. Preciado's now got the loose ball. He drives in, takes a tough shot, blocked by Galenko. Robertson's got it. A throw out behind the defense of Ferguson. Ferguson will lay it in. So Moses Lake has scored four in a row and leads 28-26. Left wing pass to Garnett. Goes baseline. Pulls up from 12 feet off the glass, off the mark. Rebound. Robertson beats Martinez to the ball. Robertson long bounce pass to Galenko behind the defense. And he misses the lay-in. And now we got a rebound foul on Preciado. Boy, Moses Lake Christian is missing a ton of uncontested shots. Galenko, 6'2 senior, nobody around him. He was in the top 10 scoring and rebounding at the state tournament last year. I think that foul is on Preciado. That's Preciado, number 15. That's his first foul. And we got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. So they have this big scoreboard. Spokane Arena, this is a hockey arena. It's a great big scoreboard. They have ads down both sides. And then across the top, Moses Lake Christian 28, Tucci 26. In the middle, the time. Right below the team names is a team foul. And then vertically below Tucci, the players who are in the game, their numbers, personal foul, and points. And Moses Lake, personal fouls and points. But the whole middle of the scoreboard is also advertising. So when I look up there, I get distracted by the, I guess that's the goal of advertising, to distract you. Moses Lake Christian will inbound after the timeout. 3:48 to go, third quarter. Ball knocked away in the inbound, and we've got a tie-up. Nice defense Touche's boys played suffocating defense in that loser out win last week at Richland, as I mentioned a few times, holding Summit to just 13 second half points and a 10-point win. And they're playing very good on defense here. And there's a ball knocked away across the way. Aylin Garnett tipped it. It went off of Ferguson's hands that he thought. The officials get together and they disagree. Well, we're a long ways from that one, but we can be biased. That's all right. And Nayland steals the inbound. He says, I'll just take it back. Two guys are back against him. He'll go up with a shot. It's blocked by Ferguson. Aylin gets it back and lays it in. He went up against Max Galenko and Ferguson. Ferguson blocked it. Aylin got it back and scored it. We're tied at 28. I love the grit of the eighth grader. Not happy with the call. Said, I'll just steal the inbound. And he goes coast to coast and scores it after he got the shot blocked initially. Ferguson on the baseline to Galenko. We're tied at 28, 3:17 to go third quarter. There's going to be a foul on Aylin bodying up with Ferguson. I like that, though. I like the physical play of Aylin. And that is Aylin's first foul. But it is four team fouls on Touche. They lob it in to Max Galenko. Has it knocked away, stolen away by Garnett. I didn't see who tipped it, but Garnett ended up with it. Head to Preciado. Moses Lake hustles back. Kick back out to Garnett. He'll set up between the circles down to my right. Drives down the lane. Splits the defense. Stripped. Ball's loose. Chased down by Martinez out near half court. Galenko right in his face. Now to Martinez. Or excuse me, Preciado with it. Shot clock already down to 8 seconds. Moses Lake really turning up the heat on defense. Preciado will elevate from three from the left corner. Off the rebound. Rim won't go. Long rebound. Chased down by Kyler Pumphrey. Tips it to Garnett. Garnett on the drive. Goes up strong. Shot off the back iron, won't go. Gets his own rebound, puts it up and won't go. He's going to fight for it again. Ferguson on the deck with the ball. He's tied up. You rarely see Aylin miss. You certainly don't see him miss, I think, three times in a row there. Missed on the drive, tipped his own rebound, missed it, got it back, missed again. But the jump ball arrow in favor of Touche, and they'll reset the shot clock. 2:32 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 28. Both teams very short with their bench. Both teams playing very hard. Inbound to Martinez. Now to Preciado. Preciado dribbling right to left. Robertson on him. Preciado on the drive. Backing in over him to shoot. Gets it to Zessen. Zessen drives on Galenko and he scores it. Hudson Zessen. The freshman went on the freshman Galenko Roman and he backed him down and scored it. Touche back in front 30-28. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. There's a kick ball as Aylin Garnett kicked the pass. Ferguson got him up in the air, and then Ferguson a bounce pass to the corner, and Aylin kicked it out of bounds. So that'll reset the shot clock. Loser out game. Touche, the number 12-seeded team in the bracket. Moses Lake Christian, the number 5-seeded team. And there's a pass to Ferguson who goes down the lane and lays it in. We're tied at 30. 1:50 to go. But the longer we keep it close, it just keeps, to me, getting more of an advantage mentally to Touche. Garnett drives baseline, slips, falls. He's on the deck, gets it away to Hudson Zessen. Hudson now stripped by Robertson. Boy, the ball security. Moses Lake Christian very physical on the on-ball defense. They're just ripping it away from DeSales. Touche, sorry about that. That's going to happen to me a little bit. A ball goes out of bounds down to my left off of Touche. 1:29 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 30. Galenko inbounds it out front for Roman Galenko. Stolen away by Garnett. Garnett's going to head down the lane and lay it in with the left hand. Aylin with a steal in the bucket and the foul. The hoop, the harm, the steal. Aylin Garnett, a chance at a three-point play the traditional way. Touche a chance to take, I think, their biggest lead of the game. It's 32-30 now. That was Roman Galenko's second foul. Aylin is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Aylin's second first free throw, only free throw is good. 33-30. Touche with the lead. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Winner to the quarterfinals tomorrow at 12:15. Loser season is over. Robertson, right wing pass up top to Dennis Galenko to Ferguson. Garnett right on him. Their main score. He drives in, cut off. Zessen now comes at him. Now Ferguson goes in strong and scores it. He's a tough player. He and Garnett going at it. Each of those players has 8 points in this quarter. Inside a minute to go now, third quarter. Indians up 33-32. Zessen on the baseline. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. Long rebound tip. Chased down in front court by Max Galenko. To Ferguson for three. It's short. Rebounded by Pumphrey. 42 seconds to go in the third. Tucci with the ball back. Every possession so valuable in this back and forth game. What a contest. They get it to Garnett on the right wing. Galenko forces him baseline. He puts it up off the glass and in. Tucci's lead is back up to three at 35-32. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Moses Lake Christian can play for one if they choose. Max Galenko with it. It gets it to Ferguson, knocked away by Garnett, who dives, but it goes out of bounds. That just shows the heart of the Redhawks. Aylin, probably not a realistic chance to get that ball before it went out of bounds, but he skidded on his belly right underneath the state championship banner at the game management table across the way. 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Tucci up 35-32. Dennis Galenko will inbound near half court. They're wiping up the perspiration over there along the sideline. Preciado shadowing Ferguson. He's their main guy. He has 8 of their 10 points here in the second half. He's got the ball right now. I'm guessing he won't give it up. Preciado on him. He's between the legs with the dribble. Between the legs again. He'll drive right down the lane, put it up and in. A little too easy there. No help came. Make somebody else score it. Hey, Tucci's got the lead. We led by one at the half. We lead by one with 8 minutes to go in the ball game at 35-34. Let's see. Let's get the totals added up. 3, 5, 7, 9, 10, 12 points in the third quarter for Tucci. And 10 of those were by Aylin Garnett, who now has 28 points. Hudson had a 2-point field goal. Hudson Zessen has 4. And the only other points in the ballgame, Isai Preciado, a 3-pointer late in the first half. He has 3 points. Tucci, 1 of 1 from the free throw line in the quarter, 2 of 3 for the game. For Moses Lake, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 points. What a battle. And 10 of those by Jonathan Ferguson. So Ferguson and Garnett each score 10 of their 12 points in the quarter. Cast, 0 points for the game. Robertson has 7, 6 for Max Galenko, 19 for Ferguson, 2 for Dennis Galenko. Moses Lake Christian has not shot they were 0 for 2 from the line in the quarter, 0 for 4 from the game. Okay, 8 minutes left. The winner will play in the state quarterfinals against Tulalip Heritage tomorrow at 12:15. On the floor for Tucci, Isai Preciado is taking a moment to look up in the stands. The Red Hawk fans behind us, Aylin Garnett, Johnny Garcia, Cooper Pumphrey, and Kyler Pumphrey on the floor for the Red Hawks. Pass inside to Max Galenko. He's double-teamed under the basket, puts it up strong off the mark, won't go, tipped by Robertson, in by Robertson. Moses Lake takes the lead back. They've scored 4 in a row, wrapping around the end of the quarter. 36-35, Lions of Moses Lake. Garnett with Roman Galenko on him. Looked to shoot a 3, no room to get loose. Now Garnett gets a screen from Martinez. Now he drives left side, puts it in the lane and in over Max Galenko. Garnett, 30 points. Tucci up 37-36, left corner Robertson. Quick 3, out there, I'm going to go. Rebound Dennis Galenko. He's triple-teamed inside, goes up strong, and he's fouled. The 3 Red Hawks were there. We'll see who the foul's on. The foul's on Kyler Pumphrey, his 3rd. Cooper and Kyler Pumphrey each with 3 fouls. Robertson and Roman Galenko have 2 each from Moses Lake. So Dennis Galenko at the free throw line is 0 for 2 at the line. And he's now 0 for 3. So Moses Lake Christian, 0 for 5, and their head coach Emerson Ferguson just rubbing his forehead. They're missing a lot of inside shots. These guys come to the state tournament, I don't say every year, but DeSales been here 5 years in a row, and Moses Lake Christian's been in the bracket at least 4 of them. But they seem They're shook up a little bit now as far as the offense goes, except for Ferguson. Polenko misses them both, but he gets his own rebound and then stripped away by a Red Hawk. And now Garnett with the loose ball. He'll come across the timeline. Garnett will just rise up and shoot the three. It's short. And Preciado can't save it. Well, I can honestly say that Aiden's three-pointer hit nothing but the bottom of the net, but it did not go through the cylinder. And Aiden's played the whole game, and maybe legs not quite under him. He wasn't really fluid. He kind of stopped and then said, I'm going to shoot this. He's just got to rise it up. Ferguson the other way with it. He's driving in. Four Red Hawks right around him. Ball knocked away by Zessen. Goes to Roman Galenko. He hits the deck. That's traveling. Scott Pumphrey's defense, his team plays, as soon as the ball gets in the paint, the Red Hawks jerseys are all around it. Again, they held Summit to just 15 second-half points, coming back from a halftime deficit of 5 to win a loser-out game last week by 10. So Touche knows how to finish. They've got the ball and a one-point lead, 6:41 to go in this state quarterfinal contest. Preciado will walk it into front court. Ferguson meets him between the circles. Preciado keeping the dribble. Now trying to get a screen from Hudson Zessen. Can't do it. Preciado on the drive. Cut off by Ferguson. He's a very good defender. Now to Garnett. He's cut off by Galenko and Ferguson. To Pumphrey. Back to Garnett. Garnett drives in strong. Too strong. Won't go. Rebound tip. Battle still for the ball. Zessen hits the deck underneath, and the ball goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Moses Lake Christian. Great hustle by Hudson Zessen and Garnett. Garnett in traffic missed the lane, but the Red Hawk kept fighting for the ball. Jump and tip, jump and tip, jump and tip. And Zessen went out of bounds, and it was last touch by Max Galenko. Inbound to Preciado. No room to shoot from three. Now he'll bring it out between the circles. 6:11 to go. Garnett with the ball deep on the left wing, right in front of the Touche bench. Robertson now on him. He sizes him up. He goes baseline, leans into one strong. He's fouled. Got to keep doing that. Excuse me. And it's not a shooting foul. They gave Cass a continuation free throw chance earlier, but Scott Pumphrey, he's lobbying, but he's smiling. So that foul was on Robertson, who comes out with three fouls. No, he's still in there. They swing it out to Preciado, hits a three! Inbound play goes back to Isai Preciado. The Hank Warden Edward Jones three, and the Red Hawks have a 4-point lead at 40-36. 5:40 to go in the ball game. Ferguson gets a screen at top, cut off by Pumphrey. Now off to Cass, back to Galenko, back to Cass. Three on the way off the back iron, won't go. Long rebound. Robertson chases it down near half court to Cass to Ferguson. Ferguson cut off by Kyler Pumphrey. Kyler staying in front, and that's an offensive foul. Elbowed him right in the. That happened right in my angle. I could not quite touch the official to my left. Kyler was playing really hard on the defense, keeping the hands up. Ferguson's elbow went right up into his chin, and they called the push-off foul against Kyler, and that is four fouls on Kyler. He'll come out of the ball. You're not going to get that call, but I was trying. 40-36, Touche with the lead. Moses Lake inbounds inside to Max Galenko, who lays it in strong. Galenko's got 8. 40-38, lead down to 2. Garnett dribbling through the white shirts. Gets it to Preciado in the corner to Pumphrey. Cooper's 3 won't go. Rebound Hudson Zessen. He has it knocked away by Ferguson. Players on the deck. And now a jump ball call. Hudson Zessen, just a freshman, but he is always around the ball. And what do we got going on here? There's all standing around. The possession arrow is towards Touche after the quarter. Both these teams are really tired. It's been back and forth. Moses Lake Christian tried to run the Red Hawks out of the arena early. I think it was 8-2. Now timeout as Aylin Garnett can't find room to get the ball inbounds. It was 8-2, maybe 10-2, then 12-4, stuff like that. And then Touche able to keep it close enough. We're down 14-6 after 8 minutes, and then outscored the Red Hawks 15-8 with a three-pointer by Aylin Garnett at the halftime buzzer. Touche took the lead 23-22, and it's been back and forth since then. All right, our sponsors, the Gregg family, Taylor Gregg, Touche alum, George Martinez and his carpet cleaning company. You can call them at 509-529-8500. That's Personal Touch Carpet Cleaning. And Mike McCubbins and his family, Mike, Julie, and Cassie McCubbins say, Red Ox, enjoy the adventure. Leave it all on the court. And the last line, excuse me, it's your time. And it is. It is our time. Flying high with Touche pride. That's what Robert Elizondo's put on all those Touche School District liners. And it is our time to shine. Core values, small classes. Touche, you're trusted and grounded in core values. District offers small class sizes, strong teaching in core subjects, and engaging electives that help every student grow. Families are welcome to join us through open enrollment. Fly high in Touche pride. Let's see what Coach Pumphrey has lined up for the inbound play. Four players stacked at the foul line. Preciado on inbound down to my right. Nobody open inside, and the ball stolen away by Ferguson. At 6'2", he was on the ball and stole it away on the inbound, and he'll go coast to coast the other way. Ferguson has 21, and Moses Lake ties it up. So the timeout inbound play turned into an easy bucket for Touche, or for Moses Lake Christian, excuse me. Rivas, Preciado, Garnett, Zessen, and Cooper Pumphrey on the floor for the Redhawks. Garnett drives baseline, has a shot block, gets it back. No room to shoot, gets it up top to Rivas. Rivas is reaching and fouled. Boy, the contact around the basket is physical both ways, but they call the reach-ins right away, which they should. That was over the back. And that was, I think that was Dennis Galenko. Yes, that's his second foul. And Kyler Pumphrey's going to check back in with the four fouls. Senior, the only senior on the Red Hawk roster. Inbounding it down the sideline to my right. Gets it inbound to Preciado. Score tied at 40. 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. In regulation, Preciado still with the dribble. Galenko on him. Now up top to Garnett. Garnett trying to find some room to get down the lane. He'll spin inside. Gets a shot blocked by Galenko. Pumphrey's got the loose ball, and he's fouled. They're sending one or two initially on Garnett. Okay, if he gets rid of those two guys, a third player immediately stops him. He's spun away from him, and Max Galenko, a 6'2 player who can have some hops. He blocked the shot. Aylin got it back, and then a reach-in foul on Moses Lake on the rebound. They get in the corner to Kyler Pumphrey. Kyler on the drive. Goes up strong, puts a shot up. It's short. We got a whistle and an offensive foul. Ah, dang it. Kyler took it hard to the basket, and the senior's going to foul out with 4:15 to go. He just drew a foul a moment ago. And now he's going to foul out. Kyler, the senior, sits down, did not score. We're tied at 40. 4:15 to go on Max Galenko. Bucking for the sportsmanship award. They give a sportsmanship award at the end of each contest. He grabbed the broom and swept up the perspiration. Touche going full court pressure. Ferguson now gets it into front court. Garnett on him. Now up top to Max Galenko. 40-40. 4 minutes left. Galenko. Now right wing pass goes to Ferguson. Garnett on him. 10 on the shot clock. Pass down low to Max Galenko. He puts it in. Nice, efficient, patient possession for Moses Lake Christian. They're back up 42-40. Right corner pass goes to Cooper Pumphrey. Pass down low to Hudson. Zessen gets a player in the air. Got to take a shot. He will. Shot's blocked out of there. And Robertson's got it. Robertson ahead to Max Galenko. To Ferguson. Ferguson misses the lay-in. Rebounded by Cooper Pumphrey. Now Zessen on that last possession, he got behind the defender. Just got to go up strong. He did a couple of head fakes. The first one, there was nobody there. And then there were three there. But then Ferguson missed. I don't know if he, with the two hands, was going to try to dunk it, but he missed it. Now Garnett rises in the lane, scores it from 13. And we're tied at 42. 32 points for Aylin Garnett, the eighth grader. Averaged 41 points per game on the season, setting a state record. That is all classifications records. Now Robertson to Galenko. Up top to Ferguson. Cut off on the drive. He gets it to Galenko. Dennis Galenko. Kick out to Robertson in the right corner with it. A Martinez on him. Now Mahi's tied up. He gets the ball away from Garnett. Now to Max Galenko. Puts it up strong. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Pushing in the back. Diving on the floor for the ball. And timeout. Moses Lake Christian. Doggone it. Okay. Hudson Zessen. Blocking out. I've watched Max Galenko play against the Sales twice. That guy is super physical. You cannot fault his effort, but you got to call a foul. Zessen was blocking him out. He put both elbows into his shoulders and shoved him down, went up and got the rebound, and then saved the loose ball. 2:36 to go, 42-42. Moses Lake Christian calls the timeout to save the possession. Community and Family Voice, Tushy, your trusted and grounded in core values district, invites new families to consider joining a school community where collaboration is strong. Family Voice is valued and local decisions are supported and encouraged through open enrollment. Flying high in Tushy pride. Also, Programs and Pathways, Tushy, your trusted and grounded in core values district, offers state and national FBLA, after-school robotics, ag, FFA, world languages, and college and the high school, all led by caring educators. Explore these opportunities through your open enrollment. Again, we're flying high with Tushy pride. Well, we were tied at 40 at the 4-minute mark. We're tied at 42 at the 2:36 mark. The winner plays tomorrow against Tulalip Heritage in the quarterfinals at 12:15. Loser season is over. Inbound to Ferguson. Open for three. Off the back iron won't go. Rebound tip. Preciado's got it on the end line. Gets it to Garnett. Don't give it up. Aylin's going to bring it into front court. Max Galenko checks him there. They'll spread the floor. Garnett slips. He gets it to Preciado. Three on the way. Go! In and out. It was halfway down. Aylin sliding to the floor, able to get it off. Now, there's ice. There's an ice rink under this wood, and it is a slippery floor at times. Robertson drives baseline left side and puts it in. The Lions of Moses Lake back in front, 44-42. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Garnett walks it across the timeline. Max Galenko hunkered down on him. Aylin setting the defense, or the offense, excuse me, trying to get a screen. No, none coming. Now to Zessen, right corner to Martinez. Johnny, or Garcia, back to Garnett. Three on the way, won't go. Off the top of the backboard, stays in play. Ferguson with the rebound. He hits the deck. Ball's loose. Johnny Mark Garcia saves it to Garnett. 12-footer up the mark, won't go. Oh. I keep calling Garcia Martinez. Johnny Garcia, save the loose ball. Now another loose ball. Garcia's got it again, and he's fouled. Max Galenko going too fast, lost his dribble, and Johnny on the spot. Johnny Garcia has come up with a couple of loose balls. Now they're trying to wipe down the floor because we've got players slipping and falling. Wild stuff. A moment ago, Aylin turned the corner at the top of the key, tried to put the brakes on, slid to the floor, and shoveled it to Preciado. Preciado's three was halfway down and swirled out. And after a couple of loose ball scrums, Tushy's got it back. Garnett on the drive. Right side to Zessen. 15-footer on the way. And I won't go. Garnett with the rebound. And he's fouled on the putback. 1:16 to go. Garnett is fouled by Ferguson. And Ferguson. How come the foul numbers aren't matching up with the 24? That's two fouls on Ferguson. And 1:16 to go. Aylin can tie it up with two free throws. The eighth grader. First free throw is good. Aylin is 3 of 4 from the line. He has 33 points. 1:16 to go. Chance to tie it up. Crowd is very quiet here on this side of the arena. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebound by Galenko. The Lions with a 1-point lead and the ball. Tucci showing some full court pressure. And we got a whistle and a foul on Preciado at half court. And that's okay, I think. I've got to find the team fouls. Tushy has committed 4 fouls. Moses Lake has committed 5. I lost track of that. So both teams are going to shoot free throws the rest of the way. Ferguson with the ball. Preciado on him. A couple of juniors going at each other. Shot clock at 20. Game clock is now inside a minute at 58 seconds. There's an offensive foul. As Dennis Galenko threw a shoulder into Preciado on a screen and picks up the foul. Now, That's an offensive foul, so you do not get free throws. You get possession of the ball. Defensive fouls, and now Preciado, I could reach out and almost touch his 15 on his back. He lobs it in to Garnett, saves it on the end line, but right to Max Galenko, and now he's fouled. Or did the ball get knocked? Doggone it. Preciado, top of the key extended, tried to lob it to Aylin back towards the end line. Aylin saved it in bounds, but it went off of Tucci out of bounds. They'll lob it inside to Galenko, gets it away from Preciado to Ferguson, who lays it in. 50 seconds left. 3-point lead. 46-43. Garnett will drive on Max Galenko. Got to shoot it up. In the right corner, it goes to Cooper Pumphrey. I don't know if Coach Pumphrey has any more timeouts. If he does, he needs to take one. Preciado's got it. 31 seconds left. Tried to get the ball to Garnett. They will. 9 on the shot clock. 26 on the game clock. 3 on the way. It's short. Rebound Galenko. Aylin tried to hit the deck and draw a foul and couldn't do it. And you're not going to get a foul call from that guy. I'm just telling you right there. Probably wasn't much contact. So Aylin had a chance at a 3 from straight away. And now a foul with 18.8 seconds to go. And they fouled the right guy. Dennis Galenko is 0-for-4 at the line. As a team, Moses Lake is 0-for-6. 18.8 seconds left. Got a block out on the rebound. First free throw is short. He'll get one more. Now, if you're an old school listener, you're saying that should only be 1-on-1. But once they went to the 5-team foul deal, every shot is 2 shots. So timeout, Moses Lake Christian. 18.8 seconds left. 46-43. And the huddle on the Tucci side is block out on the rebound, and then find a way to get the ball to Aylin Garnett. And if they overplay, get it to somebody else. And Tucci doesn't have to shoot a 3. A quick 2 would be fine. A fast basket for a 2, or maybe a game winner or a game tying shot for a 3. 18.8 seconds left. Academics and support. With an open enrollment at Tucci School District, you can expect low referrals, a strong commitment to academic rigor, and safe, focused classrooms where students succeed in both core classes and electives. Supported by caring teachers, administrators, and a strong board, students thrive here, flying high with Tucci pride. Well, the bracket handicappers would have never thought this would happen. Tucci, the number 12 seed. Moses Lake, the number 5 seed. Galenko's second free throw is off the mark. Rebound, Preciado. 18 seconds left. Tucci down 3. Preciado up the sideline. He's going to take it all the way to the base. Ooh, he traveled. Got away. Put the fadeaway up. It's off the mark. Rebound, Ferguson. Now they've got a foul. And they'll foul him. So they went for the quick 2. Isai had a chance at it, but he actually traveled, setting his feet, and didn't get it called. But, ugh. Coach Scott Pumphrey's kind of shaking his head there. So now Ferguson, who's a very talented free throw shooter and has 23 of their four, half their points, will shoot 2 free throws with 7.5 seconds to go. And he misses the first one. It rolls off. Second one is up, and it's good. That makes it a 2-possession game. Timeout, Moses Lake. So the possession arrow is in favor of Moses Lake. Both teams are over the limit on fouls. Tucci now needs to score twice. So the first quick shot that they can get. And Scott Pumphrey, he's got the clipboard out, but I'm just an innocent bystander here, but that ball's got to be in Aylin Garnett's hand. Got to be. That surprised me a little bit on the last possession. So 7.5 seconds. Tucci's got to go full court. Got to score a quick one and get a steal on the inbound or a quick foul. But anyway, I don't think anybody, unless you're a Red Hawk fan, I don't think there's many looking at this bracket that felt like this would be a really close game, and Touche's kids have been in it all game long. Given the first about 3 minutes where we were a little shell shocked, we're down 8-2. Got back within 7 at the end of the quarter, and then outscored Moses Lake Christian 15-8 in a buzzer beaten 3 by Aylin Garnett at the half. Touche went into the half with a 23-22 lead. Each team 12 points here in the third quarter. And now Touche's got to find a way to score twice in the final 7.5 seconds. Long pass to Garnett. We got a whistle and a foul. Oh, that's great. No time goes off the clock. Great. So that was pass interference is what that was. They tried to go the full court pass to Aylin Garnett. He was double covered and they got a hold of his jersey and no yellow flag. They just blew the whistle. So Garnett will shoot 2 free throws with 7.5 seconds left. Down 47-43. Aylin, 27 points. He hits the first one. So it's back to a 1-possession game. Aylin steps away from the line. We've got a whistle. And the officials put the ball down. And now 2 of them are having a discussion right in front of Scott Pumphrey. And, Okay, wait. Touche has put put Gio Garcia in. Maybe they were making sure he has number match. So Gio Garcia is in for the first time. Second free throw is good. Timeout. Touche Redhawks. They trail 47-46 with 7.5 seconds to go. Whoo! 3 of 4. 5 of 7 from the free throw line, all by Aylin Garnett. Aylin has 35 points to lead all scorers. So go for the steal on the inbound. If not, find Dennis Galenko and put the hammer down on him. The 6'2 senior is 0 for 6 at the free throw line. I'm sure Moses Lake is going to try to get the ball inbound to Jonathan Ferguson. He's their main guy. So the Redhawks will inbound. Get ready to play defense on the inbound. Garnett, Zessen, Garcia, Preciado, and Gio Garcia, 5'9 junior, is in the ballgame. Guessing Gio's the older brother of Johnny. Gio's job is to foul somebody. Now Galenko's going to be inbounding the ball. He's going to throw up full court. Nobody's back there. Max Galenko's got it. They've got to foul him. Oh, he missed a shot. No foul called. Rebound, Rincon, and he throws it away. Garcia got the rebound and then lost the handle on it with 1.8 seconds to go. Now Touche's got to try to get the ball somehow on this inbound. Galenko down in the left corner with it. Passes it in to Cass. And they're going to call a foul with 0.6 seconds to go. Oh, boy. Touche played everybody in front court. They threw the long pass. Max Galenko was behind the defense, and he missed the lay-in. I think Zessen just couldn't get close enough to foul him. And then we got the rebound and couldn't get it to the other end. And Cass misses the free throw. 47-45, 0.6 seconds. He'd be smart to just miss this one. He misses it, and that's going to be the ball game. The Redhawks took it right down to the last 7.5 seconds of this ball game. Excuse me, their fans, the Redhawk fans behind me, on their feet. What a run. What a run by the Redhawks. Got to get a drink of water. 47-45. The Redhawks season is over at 18-9. Sportsmanship medallion for Touche. Kyler Pumphrey, the only DeSales. The only Touche senior. And Carl Lurie, the athletic director, will give him the ball. Oh, actually, they both went to Touche. No, that's not a don't know who got the Moses Lake one. Oh, there he goes. Max Galenko gets it. So Kyler Pumphrey, not the picture he was hoping for, as Touche season ends 2 days away from a potential trophy. But what a ball game. We'll keep it here. I don't know who I could get to go. Could you go tell Carl Larees if he can get Scott Pumphrey to come out with whatever player he wants? You know Carl Larees. Ask him if he'll bring Scott Pumphrey, the coach, out and any players he wants to. And it's no hurry. All right. My life partner, my lovely wife, Lori, is going to go try to catch up with athletic director Carl Larees. And he's cleaning up the water bottles and things and see if Carl will go back into the locker room area and we can get a visit with Scott Pumphrey and whatever players. And I'll understand completely if they don't want to come. Very, very, very emotional game. Sometimes when it comes down to the very end like this and you don't get across the finish line, you almost wish, maybe if we'd have just lost by 8 or 9, but Touche had a chance. Several chances in the final minute, but end up losing it 47-45. I'll go ahead and add up the totals. 8 in the first quarter for Touche, 15 in the second, 12 in the third, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 points in the fourth quarter. 7 of them by Aylin Garnett, a three-pointer by Isai Preciado. Touche went 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, 4 of 6 for the game. Cooper Pumphrey did not score. Kyler Pumphrey did not score. Johnny Garcia did not score. 6 points for Isai Preciado on a couple of three-pointers. Aylin Garnett, 32, 33, 35 points for Aylin Garnett. 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Aylin hit 3 free throws. Parker Rivas did not score. Hudson Zessen, 4 points. Gio Garcia, tough break there. He got in at the end of the ball game, came down with a rebound with 7.5 seconds ago, and couldn't get it to a teammate, went out of bounds with 0.6 seconds left. Tough break there at the very end. For Moses Lake Christian, the Lions, they go to 21-3. They scored 14 in the first quarter, led by 6. They scored 8 in the second quarter, as Touche took a one-point halftime lead. Each team with 12 points in the third quarter. And then Moses Lake Christian, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 11, 13 points in the fourth quarter. They were down 1 to the Red Ox with 8 minutes left and outscore the Red Ox by 2 in the final stanza. Moses Lake just 1 of 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 1 of 10 for the game. So the Red Hawks stayed in there with the free throw shooting and the offensive talents of Aylin Garnett and a gutty effort, but couldn't quite pull off the upset. So Moses Lake Christian will move into the quarterfinals and take on Tulalip Heritage tomorrow at 12:15. As we wait for Scott Pumphrey to come over, hopefully we'll give a shout out to our sponsors once more, the Gregg family and Taylor Gregg, Touche alum, George Martinez of Personal Touch Carpet Cleaning, home of the 1 week spill and stain warranty, serving Walla Walla Valley since 1980. Personal Touch specializes in high quality cleaning of carpet, upholstery, and many other hard surfaces, and carpet stretching and repairs as well. Offering senior and military discounts, call George Martinez at 509-529-8500. And a big thank you to Mike McCubbins. Enjoyed the phone call with Mike today. The farm family of Mike and Julie and Cassie McCubbins say Red Hawks. Enjoy the adventure. Leave it all on the court. And they did. It's your time. Well, time ran out. With 7.5 seconds short of a potential win, and the Red Hawks had their finish had their chances. It wasn't like they made this furious comeback and made a game of it at the end. They were at times the better team on the court and just couldn't have finished some of those opportunities down the stretch and couldn't take enough advantage of the poor free throw shooting of Moses Lake Christian. But big thank you to all of those sponsors who came on with us last minute. Also, keep in mind that you can listen to the archive of both of the Touche postseason games, last week's win over Summit Christian and this week's heartbreaking round of 12 loss to Moses Lake Christian, by going to KGDC Radio, all one word, .com. Or I, doggone it, that's wrong. Scratch that. I did that last week. If you want to listen to the archive, type the word archive. ARCHIVE dot KGDCRadio.com. And then you just got to navigate. It'll be under Irish radio of some kind, probably. But if you're at least a teeny bit more savvy than I am tech-wise, you can do it. In fact, my advice to you as a just-retired teacher, find some third grader or older, maybe even a younger. You can find some kid. They'll help you find the archive. Archive.kgdcradio.com. And we've had a lot of people come by and thank us for doing these broadcasts. If you want to thank Rob Nazari personally, his number, you can call or text him, is 386-7117. Well, let's go ahead and go with the individual totals for both teams. First, the Moses Lake deal top. Oh, I missed a free throw there. They were 1 of 11 from the line. Trayson Cass played and did not score. James Robertson, one of only three seniors on their roster, he had 11 points. He scored in every quarter. Max Galenko, the 6'2 junior, had 10 points. He had 20 against the Sales last week. And then Jonathan Ferguson, the 6'2 junior, who plays really well at this tournament. Last year as a sophomore, he averaged 22 points a game. And in this one, he scored 25 points. Roman Galenko played but did not score. 2 points for Dennis Galenko. Kevin Jorgensen played and did not score for their total of 47 points. Well, I'm just waiting, guys, to come out of the tunnel. And with me right now is Aylin Garnett. And Aylin, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, I can't hear you. Let's see. Talk again.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see. We got to get this figured out. Go again.
Hear me?
Gotcha. All right. Okay. We got the band behind us. Great atmosphere in the arena. And I've been blessed to be up here with a lot of different teams calling games. I've been in those locker rooms, too, and I know how tough it is to come out here after a game like that. But you guys, you know, I'm a distant relative of the Touche Nation, but we're very proud of you. They're very proud of you.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts, losing again the ball game by two, but your thoughts on a great season.
I mean, it was a great season. We played hard every game. It was just fun to be with the guys practicing and playing. I mean, that's a great team we just played, and we hung in it until the last 5 seconds.
So, yeah,
I mean, it was
sure
a great game, and we'll see them next time for sure.
That's right. Hey, just an eighth grader, but let's stay focused on this moment. You know, last week, the whole postseason run, and, of course, culminating here at the Spokane Arena, there's only 12 schools at the 1B level out of 78 that wish they could be you.
Yeah.
Or wish they could be you. Only 12. Those other – let's do the math. 66 schools wish they were sitting right here now.
Yeah.
And you get to be one of them. So just in general, your thoughts on what it's been like.
Well, it's been a cool experience. I mean, it's the first time I've been here, like any time. So it's just cool to be out here watching different teams and playing on this cool atmosphere.
Yeah, and they got courts at both ends, double courts.
Yeah.
You guys going to hang around and watch?
Yeah, probably will, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to – if you didn't say that – You've earned it. You guys have totally earned this. Just soak in the atmosphere. The game specifically. You guys watched Moses Lake and DeSales play last. Game plan coming in. What went right? What did not? So just talk about the game plan and how the game unfolded.
I mean, our game plan was pretty straightforward. They're a physical team for sure.
Yep.
24 is their guy. So we just had to, you know, it's easier said than done for sure. So, but, I mean, we tried and we did good for the first, you know, three quarters. Fourth quarter, we got a little tired, but we just got to push through it for sure.
You guys did. You pushed through it. The slow start, which is a little bit of these, were there some jitters there in that first few minutes by all of you? I could tell. Plus, when you're a little nervous like that, you get tired faster too.
Yeah.
You guys sucked it up. I thought there was no letdown in the fourth quarter. They just had a couple things go their way.
Yeah.
You guys never let down. You guys never back down. Hey, any final comments before we let you go?
Appreciate the Tucci community for coming. We love y'all, and let's look forward to next season.
That's right. Aylin, thank you very much.
Sir.
Good luck in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Aylin Garnett, very well spoken, just an eighth grader. I wasn't smart enough to get the microphone turned all the way up. I turned it down a little bit. I'm used to doing that sometimes. Aylin Garnett, 35 points, 6'2", eighth grader, averaged 41 points per game on the season. He had 29 last week in the win over Summit. His line last week, 29 points, 14 rebounds, 6 block shots. And they, one of the things they used to do here at the arena, they would bring you right after the game, they'd pop a stat sheet that had everything in it for you. They don't do that anymore, but I can go back later and get copies of it. And also, you can go online and click on past results. You can click on the actual bracket. It'll say box score, and you can click and get the box score. And Aylin Garnett knows how to fill up the bottom of the net when he's shooting that ball. And he knows how to fill up the stat sheet, too. But a lot of great efforts by all the Tucci players in this one. Kyler Pumphrey, the only player that won't be back. The senior got to end his career at the Spokane Arena. And he was a great, very gracious interviewee last week. And multiple times, I'm thankful, I'm grateful. These are his words. I love my team. And this time of year at the Spokane Arena, that's just, I get to hear that a lot from kids. And heard it today from Aylin Garnett. He loves his community. He loves his team. And he hopes to be back here next year. And we hope to get to call the game next year. Maybe plan. Well, we plan as ahead as we could. But maybe we'll have a little more time to think ahead and plan ahead for next year. A wire-to-wire broadcast, I every time I screw something up or forget to say something, but I'm just going to go through all my notes. I think I've got all through the Robert Elizondo school superintendent talking points. I got all through those twice, I think. Actually, this last page I did. We'll read two more. Flexible learning options. Tucci, your trusted and grounded in core values district, offers small class sizes, strong academics, and a thriving homeschool program with online services for families choosing an alternative learning model. Whatever your path, we at Tucci can make it happen. Flying high with Tucci Pride. And the final one, the music program. Note to self or note to Tucci next year. Get the band here. Through open enrollment, Tucci School District invites families to experience our outstanding music program where students are preparing for adjudication and festivals in the coming year. If you haven't heard them lately, our Red Hawk musicians have grown into a well-trained, disciplined group. Way to go, Red Hawks. Music program flying high with Tucci Pride. And with minimal ability to communicate here last week to get some sponsors on the line, I could have done a better job of that. But the Gregg family, Taylor Gregg, a Tucci alum, George Martinez of Personal Touch Carpet Cleaning, a Tucci alum, 509-529-8500. And again, Mike McCubbins and Julie and Cassie, the McCubbins, excuse me, say Red Ox, enjoy the adventure. Hey, I enjoyed it. I was only here for a Saturday game and a Wednesday game, but I watched Tucci against the Sales twice, and I really had fun watching the Red Hawks play. You left it all out on the court. It's your time, and they came up 7.5 seconds short, losing 47-45. Aylin Garnett finishes a record-setting first season of high school basketball. Some people might ask, he's an eighth grader. What's he doing playing high school basketball? At the 1B level, you can play high school sports. And so Aylin is able to suit up for Touche. He averaged over 40 points a game during the regular season, setting a state record, which was held formerly by Bill Shonley. Yeah, thanks for the quick correction there. Oh, God, can't find my phone. Who was that guy? Where's that text message? Okay, Rod. Nathan Hale High School, Michael Porter Jr., 36.2 points per game in the 2016-17 season, and he is currently plays for the Brooklyn Nets. So there we go. Got that taken care of. And I said Rip City, nothing but net on some of our three-pointers. That's an old Blazers deal. It's Bill Shonley, the announcer. I think I said Jack Shonley. Thanks for correcting me on that one. Well, we're down to one team. DeSales. They will play in the quarterfinals tomorrow against Liberty Christian. Liberty Christian beat Muckleshoot Tribal today in a loser out game. DeSales will play Liberty Christian for the fourth time this season. Lost the first time, then have beaten them in the regular season, beaten them in the league tournament championship game. If they want a chance at the state championship, DeSales will have to beat Liberty Christian tomorrow. Tip off at 12:15. Both teams will advance from that game. The winner will be in the state semis. The loser will still have a chance to place as high as fourth in the state. So the Touche Red Hawk abbreviated season is over. Thanks all of our great sponsors who came on board. Thank all of you for listening. Without listeners, we don't have a broadcast. Great job back at the studio by Rob Fazzari and the owner of Two Arts Communication and the family of stations that bring a lot of sports on the airwaves, and we were glad to bring a couple of Red Hawk games, and we were 7.5 seconds away from maybe getting at least one more, but 47-45 loss, but a great season for the Red Hawks. They finished 19-8, and they make history, making it to the state tournament as a boys basketball program, and we got to call it on the radio, and the folks who came up here got to watch it, and you at home got to hear it. With that, I'd like to thank you for listening, and thank you, Rod, back at the studio in many, many ways. And with that, we'll send it back to the studios at 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.